Good morning and happy Wednesday. Truly is a happy, happy day because we have the legendary Steve Austin on the show right now. May know him better as Stone Cold Steve Austin, the wrestler turned actor. Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. I just drove down from Los Angeles to my ranch in Texas. I arrived yesterday evening. All is well down here. I'm drinking coffee. And before we talk about the package, I want to say congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens, world champions.
Sounds great. And even better coming out of your mouth. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. So how was the trip down from L.A. to Texas? What were you driving in?
Man, it was a little bit different adventure this time. We had this big-ass RV we're selling. So we drove my wife's BMW X5. And we had that thing packed full of human beings and canines and beer and coolers and BS. So it was quite an interesting ordeal.
That's awesome. I know you made a lot of money in professional wrestling. Were you a high school wrestler at all?
No, you know, in Edna, Texas, down there in South Texas, Southwest Texas.
Okay, I asked.
They don't have amateur wrestling at the high school. You have football, baseball, and track, and that was it. But had they had it, I would have done it.
I only asked because I know the International Olympic Committee announced that they were dropping wrestling from the Olympics. I wonder what you thought about that.
One of the damnedest things I've heard. I mean, wrestling goes back to Jesus Christ, one of the earliest sports known to mankind, and seemingly that's one of the marquee main events of the Olympics. So the fact that they're dropping wrestling is absolutely does not make sense to me.
Yeah, it's synchronized swimming and not wrestling. It just makes us, you know, wonder.
They're keeping synchronized swimming?
Well, that's what I heard, or at least it'll be around for a couple of years.
Well, since they're keeping synchronized swimming, will we see amateur wrestlers getting into the synchronized swimming game? That's a question which begs to be asked.
That's right. Someone's got to fill the void. So tell me about the movie, The Package. You're teamed up with Dolph Lundgren, who, of course, plays the German. What's the movie about? Give us a preview.
Hey, play a little guy here. I collect debts for a living in The Package and for a guy named Big Doug. And I get paid by Big Doug to deliver a package. So as my partner and myself set out to deliver this package, a bunch of mayhem starts, bullets start flying, and the package that we thought we were delivering is not what I thought it was. And there's the twist of the movie, and all the actions and bullets fly after that. But it was fun working with Dolph again from The Expendables, and fun to work with a young director named Jesse Johnson, who I'll be working again with this summer. And we film another one in July.
Very cool. And because you brought up the Ravens, and I know you're a hunter, and you've probably had your fair share of injuries in your life, had you ever heard of velvet deer antler spray in your life before the Ray Lewis story broke?
What the hell? I was going to get some of it and spray it on my neck.
Well, if you do, let me know how it works, all right?
If I grow a set of horns, I'll give you a call.
All right, man. Hey, it was great talking to you. Best of luck with the movie, The Package, out on DVD, and everything else you do down the road. Steve Austin, pleasure having you on the show. We appreciate it.
Take care, gang.
All right.